Sita Devi should come near us. That's true. We cannot go forward an inch. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mercy will be achieved only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Nitai Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu himself, Baldev Prabhu. Without the help of Nityananda Prabhu, Baldev Prabhu, we cannot achieve the divine love, couple love, or we cannot know who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So having blessings from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, we are praying in a song. Atha, Narottam Thakur is telling, waiting, tears are coming in the heart of Narottam Thakur. He is telling, I am helpless. All worldly desires are conquering me. In my heart, so many worldly desires are. I cannot revoke them. I want to forget all these things. But I can. I want to chant Gaur Gaur. Oh, Sachinandan Gaur Hari. But I cannot. Tears not coming, heart not melting. If tears are coming, but heart is not melting, it is like zero. When heart melting, and then tears coming, O Gaurangade, O Gaurangade. It cannot come. So how it will be? Without the mercy of Nityananda. So Nityai Prabhu, O Nityananda Prabhu, you should come in my heart, bless me, that you will come in my heart and prune all these things, badly things, offense and all kinds of anarchy. I don't want to taste now worldly things, so please come and have so much mercy upon me. I know that you have done magic on Jagai Madhai, but I am much more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. I will see you. How you do mercy upon me, and I will be like Jagai and Madhai, so good devotee. I challenge your mercy. And if I am not having your mercy, then I will see. I will tell to all world people that he cannot save me. So all world will know, and then they will keep up Harinam and chanting and everything doing. So you should think about this. Rather, we should mercy, bestow my mercy upon this fallen jiva. I am only depending on you. I am helpless, but only I know you. At once Nitai comes, oh yes, I am giving my full mercy. But I am telling you to go in this shade of Rupa and Sanatan, Rupa and Raghunath. I have given whole mercy to Rup and Raghunath. I have given them the key of Vrindavan. It will take the shelter of Rup Goswami and Raghunath Goswami. They will open the door and you enter in Vrindavan. Then you can realize what is Vrindavan. What is Vrindadevi? What is Vrindavan? What are the two divine couples? Without the mercy of Rup, so now hidden. Rupa,
Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hari De Akuti Kameha Mabuja Vase Yuga Lapi.
Again,
Rupa Raghunatha Pade
this prayer. Prop Silarup Goswami and Raghunath Goswami melted. And they thought, how my full mercy should be given to them. What he has heard from Silarup Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, where Yamuna and Ganga are meeting. What he has told, his teachings to Rupa Goswami at Jagannath Puri, he taught it to Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Goswami has served before that
Jagannath Puri.
In Jagannath Puri, Sarup Damodar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given the hands of Raghunath Goswami in the hands of Sarup Damodar. Sarup Damodar was bosom friend and also he was Sri Lalita Devi. But in that Gambhira, whole life was going. Direct between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raya Ramananda and Sarup Damodar. He used to tell all to Raghunath Das. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has told so many teachings to him. So he has all remembered and has kept in his heart and his ear. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went away from this world, Gadadhar Pandit, Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda also left this world, went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Goloka Vrindavan. Shreti, you know this dham. He became restless, Raghunath Das Goswami. Day night, crying, weeping, he thought that he should go to Vrindavan and give up his life, drowning in Yamuna. He came at once, on foot to Vrindavan, 1,000 miles. When he came to Vrindavan, he saw there was no water in Yamuna. Yamuna was feeling separation more for Krishna. So no water there to sink. Then he met Rukshanath. So Damodar and Raya Ramananda and also Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, go to Vrindavan and see Rukshanath. And you should try to be in their association. So you should go and take shelter, especially in the Rupa Goswami order. Devi Rupa Goswami. Try to learn more what we have given you. More Sarup Damodar what he has given to you. You will have more and more things. Sarup Damodar was a Lalita, so he gave something like Lalita. But not like Rukmanjari, to live in gross seva, like Rukmanjari. So everything you will have from the association of Siddharupa Goswami. When he came, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami took him in his arms and told that if dwelling in Yamuna and give it your life, anyone can have divine love, then I was the last person to jump in Jamuna and give up my life. First person to dive in Jamuna. Sanatana Goswami tells also. By giving up life, we cannot attain anything. Also, we know that you want to go to Govardhan Hill and climb up from there. You want to jump and give up your life. But this will not do. Only practice will do. Prayers will do. Always remembering will do. But don't try to do it. Be with you. Begin to be with you. So, after that, Raghunath Krishna, having heard from his Gurudev, Swarup Damodar, before he was initiated from Yadunandan Acharya in Bengal. Also, he has the association of Haridas Thakur, chanting name like Haridas Thakur, 3 lakhs, baby Haridas Thakur. And then coming to Rupa Goswami, he learned so many things. He has kept all things in his mind and here. He told to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Then Kaviraj Goswami met with Jiva Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Having all things from Raghunath Das Goswami, what he has from Sant Damodar, Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa and Sahara, especially from this. It all gets it to Krishna Das Goswami. And everything he wrote in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jiva Goswami was present at that time. At that time he wrote Shat Sandarbha. Shat Sandarbha are more prominent. Everything is given in that. So he took from also Shat Sandarbha. He used to remind Jiva Goswami as his Siksha Guru, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And Jiva Goswami taught everything, all these things, to Narottam Thakur. And Narottam Thakur Das has written so good poems, so prarthana, that he is in the line of our disciplic
order.
And he is very learned as well as realized, also rasik, also he knew to play on mridanga, and so sweetly that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Haridas Thakur, Bakreshwar Pandit, Nityananda, all began to come in front of Narottam Thakur and danced and did kirtan with them, and at once after some minutes
disappeared.
And all began to, oh Gaurachand, oh Nityananda, well,
Aroli Vandar,
as a magic. So we should try to follow and realize all these things. Actually, the divine love of couple, divine couple, is our object. Nothing else. Only this object. And this is our real dharma. Nothing else. Everything is What? Relative.
Irrelevant.
ये सब संसारी की ये सब चीजें हैं.
Materialism.
Hinduism, Christianity, बहुत ही
material beginning.
Yes. We should try to develop all these devices. It can be practiced in sadhana bhakti, and if more developed, then it will come as a bhava bhakti, and if more developed, it will come in the shape of prema bhakti, but prema bhakti not in this human body. It will be only in prakat braj where Krishna lila is going on, Gaur Lila is going on. After that, it will go to, he will go to, or she will go to Vrindavan. And they will have to come on the, from the arms of gopis. Without this, we cannot do. If you have to Sakha, you will have to come from the womb of any gopi. If you want to be the father and mother, like Yashoda, you will have to come in gopi womb. If you have come to be like gopis, beloved and beloved,
lover,
you will have to go in the womb of gopi. And you can have friends to copy. But yet you will have to do something. Be in the control of gopis, in the association of Nitya Siddha gopis there. Nitya Siddha friends, Nitya Siddha father and mother. Without this, you cannot have this thing. If Krishna mercifully gives, but you cannot control in this body, it will get. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he was the Isha. We are read in Chaitanya Chaitanya. He began to jump in sea. One day, 2 days, 3 days, moving here and rolling down on where. He became like tortoise, as a round sea garment. Nobody this. This worldly body cannot tolerate all this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much waiting. This body cannot tolerate. So this brain cannot be achieved in this human body. Up to bhava vastamalli. We should try to know what is sadhana bhakti. We are doing something, but it is not sadhana. It is only abhas. Abhas, you know?
Semblance.
First stage, sun is coming, but not his rays are coming. Darkness, something going, but actual, not sun rays are coming, earthing. This is called abhas. Sublime.
Semblance.
Not bhakti. But it has some fruit. So much fruit. This will give a platform. A real platform. And after that, sadhan bhakti. What is divine love? A curiosity will come. That what is divine love? Who is Krishna? Who is Sri Radha? What is the sadhana? What are the sadhana of bhakti? How we should adopt all this? What is spiritual guru? What are the difficulties and problems and like a wall in the way of Shuddha bhakti? Shuddha Bhakti, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told us. Shuddha Bhakti means Radhanuga. Having some great greed, so thick greed, to serve Krishna like friends, bosom friends like Siddham Shubal, Vatsalya Ras as Nand and Yashoda, and Madhur Bhav like Gopi. Hearing all these things, Chaitanya Chaitamrit, the books of Rupa Goswami, and coming in the contact of real devotees, bona fide devotees, greed is bound to come, but in that process. Until we should wait, doing Vaidhi Bhakti, no way other. So we should try to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. Without Vaidhi Bhakti, we cannot have Sadhu Sangha. So our discipline in order of the Guru Goswami and all has advised us to follow first Vaidhi Bhakti. And if anyone has something sanskar, sanskar you know? What is sanskar?
Impression.
From past birth. If he has in past birth, he has an association from any Rasik and Tattva Vaishnava. And heard from Chaitanya Chaitamrita Srimad Bhagavatam, then there may be some sanskar. And in this birth, they will say, oh, he is a very little boy. He has no sanskar, but it is quite false. Prahlad Maharaj, Bharat Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, fast, some sanskar. There was a Brahmin boy, so learned, so beautiful. In young age, he was married to a very bona fide chess girl. She was also learned. They both used to serve their father and mother. And as in Varnasam Dharma, we serve Vishnu, he used to worship Vishnu also. But not in a bona fide process. Like Indians, or here also I have seen, without any process, they gave some flowers, fruits, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaur Nityananda, Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra, or to Krishna, or to without any person, knowing anything, who is he, what to do, but because they like. They have seen so many devotees that they do, so they are doing. So he was doing in that process. No guru at all, nothing, but he was working. And also serving their father. One day he went to collect some oats for sacrifice, fire sacrifice for her father, his father. Bad luck, he met a pair of very third class bogus persons taking so much wine and meeting, fishing and doing bad things there. He could not take his mind. He returned to home but keeping his mind there and heart there and wanted to again go and to taste all these things. He saw and he wanted to control his mind not to go. It is not good. To give up father, mother and children and wife, it should not be there. It is like a bad thing, but he could not control. So he went there with so many wealth, money, keeping. And he went, he could not say, control his mind, and he took some money of his father and went there with mine bottle of wine bottle and went there and meet alone with that girl and give up all the money and wine also and again there. He was doing repeatedly and he left no paisa rupee for me in his house. That's everything. He left his father, mother and wife and he was going there meeting him. And he at last kept that lady as wife. 8 children were there. He was going this way. One day that prostitute told him that bring money. He told, I have no money. I have given my heart and everything to you. I have given my father, mother and children and everything. He told, I don't know anything. Get out from here. I don't know you have given heart or anything. I want money. And sit it. He went out, waiting and waiting, taking nothing in morning. This is the ghatna,
fact
in night. In morning he decided that he should give up
life.
And give up the life. So he at that day, nothing took anything. No water at all. Weeping he was going to. That in a forest, when he went, the weather was winter and cloudy, rain was falling so much, heavy rain. And lions were
roaring,
elephants were also, something. And he was feared then. And he entered in a broken mandir, temple. And he was only weeping and weeping, not sleeping for a moment. And that very lady, she saw that, he understood that, I have done wrong. She had given everything to me and I had kicked him. So I must go to him and apologize and bring that person. He also searching him and came in the same way there, and in the night he entered in that temple. Both were weeping, not seeing each other. It was so dark and heavy rain. When morning came, he saw that, oh, are you here? Is that lady? And lady saw that, here is that person. That lady ran towards his feet and fell flat on him. Oh, excuse me. He excused him. But both were stunned. At that day, when they are fasting and not sleeping in the night, it was day of Nisinga Chaturdasi. No? Nisinga Chaturdasi, you know? But no, at that day, don't take anything and don't sleep in the night. So it became like fasting and jagaran.
Keeping awake.
Next time, he became Prahlad Maharaj. And she became the queen of Prahlad Maharaj. It has been written in epics. So there was some sanskar of Prahlad Maharaj that he came in the womb of his mother,
Kayadhu,
and he has so much fortune to hear from Narad Maharaj, Narad Goswami, for 60,000 years. We see that Sukadeva Goswami was in his mother's womb for 16 years. 12 years. But he has a fortune to hear Narada Goswami. He is a very sincere devotee. He is a Rashi. He is Tattavi, guru of so many persons. He told him Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything he told to. So he was, from boyhood he was so bona fide Vaishnava. Hrinyakashipu saw that this boy does not know anything. I know more. My Gurudev Sandamarth knows best. So this should not be behaved. Any Vaishnava, as he is of less age, but if he has sanskar, he should be honored. We should not see that he is the disciple of Swamiji. Oh, he is not senior Vaishnava. We should watch and see and realize how much he is advanced people. How his love for Jugal Krishna and
Krishna. Divine couple and Krishna's associate.
It depends on the bhajan. jai bhaje sei bada bhakta hina chaar. You should realize this. Jai bhaje, those who such Krishna more, having more mamata. Mamata, you know?
Affection.
That Krishna is mine. This is mamata. Krishna is mine. I am of Krishna. True thing. But Krishna is mine is more superior. More superior. Krishna is mine. If the mindness does not come in our heart, then our bhajan is of low class. Guru, this thing. The relation between Krishna and the devotee, a bona fide only Guru can give this. No other kind. If anyone is not doing bhajan himself and realizing something, and he is giving anything,